Story of a woman called Melanie. True story. Melanie at young age, something happened. as we disconnect from every way that they can do. No mental health. Holy God, pregnant. Expecting a baby. And they praise God for this miracle that changed their lives, and they were overwhelmed with its joy. She writes things, which now you can put this together. It's just like lost my passion for God and my joy in life. I used to be a fired up Christian, pouring myself into a faith, but now I feel nothing for God. My husband and I used to be so close, but now we're almost strangers. Church used to be a thing so exciting, but now it bores me to death. Sometimes that's where we feel. That's how we feel. We land where melody lands. And we're waiting and we don't hear the word, or we think we don't hear the word. We're asking and we think God is not listening. Why is God not listening? There was a man in the Old Testament called Job. Look what Job said about this. He's fighting for that grace. Job says, remember Job? Job had everything. His life was amazing. And in a flash like this, it was all taken away. There was nothing. And he was struggling. He was suffering. Look at what Job says to God. He says, I cried to you, God. But you won't answer. I stand before you, but you hear me. You get me. In other words, God, why don't you talk? Why are you so silent? See what Job is doing. Job is not questioning the existence of God. God is there. Job is questioning the goodness of God. Why did you show up? What's wrong with you? What's up with all this silent business? It's questioning. And that, my friends, brings us right into where I want to take you this morning. Because that's the real meaning of Christmas. I'm not thinking this guy's crazy, but I'm crazy. That's the real meaning of Christmas. Remember what I told you last time? Through the last prophet of the Old Testament, from the birth of Jesus Christ, there was 400 years of silence. No new prophets, no new word from God, no miracles from God, no new scripture from God. 400 years. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby and keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, the town of David, the Savior, has been born to you. Thank you. matters to us. He says, and he said, good news, great joy. And this is the sign of the and the moment he said that, they would have understood, I would have understood these words so much better than we understand these words, because they would have lived for the promise. For many years, 700 years ago, there was a prophet by the name of Isaiah who said these words. Look at the words, they'll be on the screen for you. The Lord himself, said Isaiah, will teach you what? Virgin will conceive a child, and he will give birth to his son, and he will call him Emmanuel. Christmas doesn't change. We've always known Christmas and friends, but we've always known that God is never outside of heaven. Because it was silence. Way so that in the exact right moment, God would come and break the silence and say, I've always been there. I've always been there. The second thing that I want you to notice, but silence makes us think of it. Sorry for this thing, but silence does not mean that God is not at work in our lives. It's like that sometimes, but it doesn't mean that. Let me tell you another story, true story, it comes from the same book. And my name, Carol, had two friends. Please help me. Help me to give comfort and help if someone is going through difficult times, but they don't do this and they don't end up in this place, and I want to be here to help and to be there for them. She prayed this offer. When they carried me to make phone calls, she made phone calls, she dialed the wrong number, and she ended up talking to a woman in the East Coast. And when she heard this woman, she realized this woman was a little distraught and not feeling that good. So they spoke a little while, and stopped the woman's name was Sue. And after a while, they said, okay, sorry for bugging you, but things worked out. And Sue said, this was so good. Like, isn't Sue saying anything? And Sue said, it was so amazing. Can we talk again? Carol and Sue decided to talk again. And so they spoke to Paul every week. They spoke every week. And it just so happened that Carol was sent to the East Coast for a job, and she decided, while I'm there, I need to meet Sue that I've never met. She and Sue got together, sat in the diner, and they talked about the guys who said, so I need to tell you this story. She said, there was a day in my life where I decided I can't go on anymore. I ran out of gas and the guy came and picked me up and took me back home. As I sat home and I was so broken, and I felt that I'm lost and everything is just over. My phone rang. against you at this time. All the evidence says, no hope, no way, this is